I'm going where those chilly winds don't blow.
And it might be tough to find a place without a lot of gusty winds anyway. It's kind of cold out there. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. Cliff, can we expect the chilly winds over the next few days?
You can expect everything this weekend. First, a warm front is approaching us right now. The air is warming up above us, and we're going to see increasing rain this afternoon. And it's going to get heavy by dinner time and this evening. So warming, good rain, and unfortunately, the freezing level is going to come up, so some of that beautiful snow that we've gotten the last few days is going to get wetted down a bit tonight. That system, the warm front will be moving through tonight, and behind it, we'll have strong winds, a very strong pressure gradient up and down the Sound will cause strong southerly winds to develop this evening. And we're talking about winds getting up to 20 to 40 miles per hour in the lowlands and maybe even higher in the mountains. Well, the warm front goes through and the temperatures will start cooling off. And then we're going to start seeing a transition tomorrow morning into snow. And in fact, the snow is going to increase in intensity during the day. And I'm expecting by late Saturday evening into Sunday morning, at least another foot of snow above roughly 3,000 feet. So we have a lot of snow there now, or some new snow. It's going to get wetted down, and then we're going to get fresh snow on top of that. And that snow is going to continue through the weekend, so we could get potentially another few feet, especially at the higher elevations. So plenty of snow over the weekend, particularly the later half. Now, let's get back to the rain. We're going to get this warm rain falling, and unfortunately, it's going to be quite heavy in the mountains, maybe 2 to 4 inches, some places even more. So that leaves us open to the potential for flooding. And some of the rivers that are prone to flooding, it's like the Snoqualmie, Snohomish, maybe the Skokomish, could see potential flooding. So people have to watch out for that. But the fun's not over. Another system comes in on Sunday, which will produce, fairly heavy snow in the mountains, rain and winds in the lowlands. And on top of that, if you're on the eastern side of the Cascades, we may even have a minor windstorm of winds gusting to 50 to 70 miles per hour on the eastern or lee side of the Cascades. So we're going to be hit by everything this weekend. Heavy rain, winds, snow, and strong downslope winds.
Cliff, Monday is my husband's birthday. What can I tell him about the weather?
Well, it looks like there's a weak weather system on Monday, but nothing very significant. You know, we have had a pattern that the ridge has protected us for most of the last few months, but we've seen a little bit of a breakdown this weekend and into early next week. So we're going to see some of the storminess that we're used to, but it's a good thing because it's going to help bring the snowpack back up to at least maybe 75% of normal.
And the snowpack is, of course, where we store our water. So we like to have a healthy snowpack, not just for skiing, of course.
That's correct. But one thing I really have to point out, these storms are going into the Northwest. California's not getting anything. So the snow that's really needed in the Sierra Nevadas, that's not going to happen from this event.
And you were telling me that you're feeling a little embarrassed lately about what the Obama administration is saying about global warming in your field?
Well, it's just not the Obama administration. There has been unbelievable hype about the cold air in the eastern United States. You know, they call it the polar vortex. Sounds pretty scary. And some people are suggesting that this polar vortex, this cold air coming in, is somehow associated with global warming. And what I'm going to say is there's really no basis for this. There is no evidence that global warming is going to bring more cold waves to any place. And in fact, the IPCC, that international group of scientists, have suggested cold waves will get less frequent under global warming. So there's a lot of hype going on that global warming is causing that big cold air mass over the eastern United States that we heard about this week. And what I want to say is the science really doesn't support that.
You sent me this YouTube video that has these weird wavy things flying around behind a meteorologist on what looks like the planet Earth.
That's right. I mean, in some sense, people are trying to go both ways. Some of the climate skeptics are saying, well, you know, if there's all this cold air, you know, that disproves global warming. Well, that's nonsense. But then there's the other side saying, well, we expect global warming will produce more cold waves. That's nonsense. So we have sort of battling nonsense going on, and it's not helping the dialogue at all.
All right, battling nonsense. Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.